Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
.405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Well, here's hoping that the new leadership at Disney can get their act together and stop making crappy films. That's been the problem for Disney in recent history. Instead of saying we own Star Wars, we own Star Wars and we're going to turn it into this thing where the hero is actually the heroine, but is actually inside the hero and the heroine and checks off a whole bunch of boxes on this DEI card. Meanwhile, the script stinks and the actors are terrible. Oh, people didn't like the film because of the... No! Well, what about your parks? Well, we're gonna have this day and that day. Here's an idea. Just have a day where you open up, people come to the park, and they have fun. And they pay the outrageous fee. What is it, like $8,000 now to go through one of the Disney theme parks? You go to the one in Orlando, a piece of advice to you. Every afternoon between 1 and 3, it will rain. At some point, some way, it will rain. That is Central Florida weather. That's Orlando weather. I was always amazed. You know, we lived over on the East Coast, Del Boca Vista, right near the Seinfelds. That was my where my folks lived. I mean, I consider, you know, that I lived there as well, sort of, kind of. And it wasn't exactly the same as Orlando, but it's, you know, close enough. You know, in the afternoon, there's going to be thunderstorms. Why? Because it's Florida in the summer. That's why, and that's what happens. People go to Disney and they're shocked. Well, I didn't know. Okay, then you deserve to get wet. That's all I can tell you. But you think they're going to fix Disney, those two guys? What are the new chairman of the board and the new, I don't know, the deputy chairman of the board or the, whatever his title, who cares? Do they fix it? Do they say, here's what the real problem is, or are they going to continue going down this ridiculous DEI path? Because if you keep going down the DEI path, there's going to come a point where people say, well, that's just not true. Right? People are not seeing your films because they hate the fact that you're checking all these boxes. They hate the fact that you're not paying any attention to the script or the casting, and you're doing that all to check those boxes. Stop being concerned with the box checking, make some decent films, and maybe people go back. Stop having agenda-driven garbage at your parks, and then maybe people go back. It shouldn't, that industry really shouldn't be political in any way. Can't you take everybody's money? Seriously. Can you not take everybody's money? Here are the rides. I spent every summer of my youth working in Wildwood, New Jersey. I worked rides. I worked the games. Oh, I loved working that. It was such an introduction to life. Good Lord. First alcohol I had was while I was working one of the games in North Wildwood. It was late at night. And I was really good at talking. Shock, right? So my first real job when I got down to Wildwood, I was 12 years old. 12 years old, I had to go into the North Wildwood Police Department and lie about my age because you couldn't get a working card until you were 14 years old. So I'm standing there like, okay, I do the math. It's bad. And you know me, there's numbers involved. I don't like numbers. But I got to remember what year I was born, making those annoying air quotes. But I kept the same, you know, regular birthday, so it was easy. And then I realized, man, all that anybody wanted was their money because you had 90 days to make your money at the Jersey Shore. Memorial Day to Labor Day, that was it. Labor Day, everything shut down. You were done. So my first job after I got my my work card, and you know what's weird? I think somewhere I still have that card because I'm goofy that way. I have saved all sorts of crap throughout the years. And Heidi, God bless her, she's tried her best to get rid of stuff. Our lower level, I got boxes that either need to go to storage or the incinerator, either way. But it's like, well, they're old newspaper clippings, and I'm writing this book, and I probably need them. But I think I might actually have my original work card, which lists the wrong birthday. But my birth, or my job after I got that work card was to carry a big stuffed dog, a big Saint Bernard, on my shoulders and walk up and down the boardwalk, Wildwood, North Wildwood, all the way down to a Wildwood Crest. And people would just come up and go, hey, where'd you get that? I go, oh, I won it. 16th in the Walkman, easiest game I've ever played. You take this big hula hoop and you throw it around, and then you win the dog. I was like, oh, these guys, oh, we got to do that. We got to do that. We got to do that. And obviously, as you know, it wasn't nearly as easy as it would appear. So I never worked at McDonald's. Donald Trump has. Cut number 7.
Tell you what, it's a great franchise, it's a great company, and they've been very, very nice. And come on, you know, if you look at really what's happening, look at the crowd over there, look how happy everybody is. They're happy because they want hope. They need hope. And that's what we're doing, that's what we're going to give much more than hope. Make it fact.
Mr. President, you actually have worked at McDonald's now.
Now I have worked at McDonald's. I've now worked for 15 minutes more than Kamala.
Are you going to put this on your resume?
I never worked here.
Why would she lie about something like that?
Will be put on your resume.
I worked at McDonald's.
Why would she lie about that?
Why? Because she's lying, Kamala. That's why.
Because she's a liar. You know, it's like, well, what's the thing with was it the scorpion and the frog? I always forget, but you know what it is. There's the bad creature and there's the good creature, and the good creature takes the bad creature across the lake or whatever on his back, and then the bad creature stings him and kills him. And before you guys go, well, why would you do that? He's like, well, because I'm a scorpion. That's what I do. I mean, that's that. There's just some things that happen because that's what happens. Kamala Harris lies about stuff. Why? I don't know, but she does. That's her thing. She just lies about stuff. So Donald Trump is very honest there when he says he's worked at McDonald's 15 minutes longer than Kamala Harris did. And you know what the leftist media is already doing? They claimed that he claimed he was employed by McDonald's. I didn't hear that. Anybody else hear that? I heard him say he worked there. Right? He worked there. He did. He made some fries and he worked the window. So he worked there. I didn't hear him say that he was employed there. If he said he was employed, yeah, that would not be true. My understanding is that Donald Trump took his own money, as he usually does, and simply took care of everybody. In other words, he wanted to do the whole McDonald's thing. And the Secret Service, because, you know, they're paying attention to Donald Trump now, because the last couple of times, not so much. So they said, well, all right, you can do the thing at McDonald's, but we got to close the whole restaurant down. The whole restaurant's got to be closed down the whole time you're there. So the guy who is the franchisee owns the McDonald's, is a huge Donald Trump supporter, and says, yeah, that'd be great, but, you know, I'm going to lose all this money. I am willing to bet, as sure as I'm sitting here, that Donald Trump just said, here you go, I got you covered. You know what else I'm willing to bet? And I don't have any information, I'm just telling you, based on the knowledge I have accumulated to this point in my life. I'm willing to bet that Donald Trump went to each of those employees and probably palmed $100 or $200 right into their hand. That's what I guarantee it. And those bags, I bet you they were filled up to the top. He paid for everything. And he loves McDonald's, right? The man seems to eat Big Macs just about every day. And he loves Kentucky Fried Chicken. I love Kentucky Fried Chicken. I was telling somebody this story earlier today, talking about KFC. You know, when I was growing up, KFC was a luxury for us. Really was. That was a big, big deal. When my folks said, hey, we're going to get Kentucky Fried Chicken for dinner. Really? Oh, my gosh. That was a huge, huge, huge event. Now, at the time when I was a little kid, they only had original recipe. Germ wants to know, original or extra crispy. Now, I did go to the dark side, the new and improved extra crispy. Well, because when you eat that, you can actually hear your arteries hardening, which is kind of neat. But that was a big deal for us to get Kentucky Fried Chicken. So I understand that. I really do. Here's something that's vitally important, and it has nothing to do with me. My friends over at the Friendship Circle, they've got the fourth annual walk and roll coming up Sunday, November the 10th. It's at Fountain Lake at Bird Park. Now, we'll get Sarah Cran-Cement on before that to talk a little bit about it, because I think it's just open to everybody. If you want to be part of another great Friendship Circle event, it's always free. That's the beautiful thing. And they've got great people like FastMart who go in there and say, hey, we got you covered. We'll take care of all the expenses. But it just popped up in my reminders here. So Sunday, November the 10th, why don't you put that on your calendar now for the Friendship Circle's walk and roll? And I'll have to see if Julia's up to it. Maybe. We'll be able to get her out there, and we'll do some of that stuff. That should be fun. All right, we got a lot coming up. My buddy Carl Carlson's going to be here at 4:35. We'll talk about where we are in terms of the economy. People right about now are going, it's almost the new year. I guess I should have thought about economic planning. Well, today is the day to do it, right? When's the best time to have planted a tree, the Chinese proverb asks you? And the answer is about 25 years ago. Second best time? Right now. Same thing with your personal finances. So Carl Carlson will be along at 4:35. My buddy State Senator John McGuire, who is on track to become my congressman from the 5th District, is a good dude. He's going to be with us at 5:05. Don't forget, the Chronic Care of Richmond text line is always, 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 always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:22, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. You know, with Donald Trump hanging out in Mickey D's, could we look for a new tune, maybe? Could it be Hail to the Beef? Can he be the commander in beef? It's just brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. And one of those things, which I guarantee you, is annoying Howard Gutman. You know, Howard had worked himself all up into a tizzy last week at Politics and Pints. Well, you know, yeah, he starts hyperventilating. And I'm thinking, man, somebody's got to get a paper bag to make sure he's okay. Because I just think he's going to pass out, but he gets all worked into a state. Oh, Donald Trump is selling things. Donald Trump sells things. So the other day, I don't know, this weekend at some point, Howard sent an email. Now, you know my policy. If I see an email that comes from Howard, I ignore it because it's always nuts because he's crazy. But this one was, see, they're not talking points. Barack Obama's upset about Donald Trump selling things. And I'm thinking, Barack Obama sold his soul, for God's sakes. What has he got to be upset about? But Donald Trump is selling already because I've gotten the offers, T-shirts with his image from McDonald's. It's brilliant. It is absolutely flippin' brilliant. And I know there's some people that just hate him, but that's another reason that I love the guy. Let me take a look at the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Tobias J. says, hello, Jeff. First off, this is by far the best afternoon radio show. Now, I should stop right there. I mean, how can it get any better? But he says that. And Tobias, I would argue with you, but you're absolutely correct. Hello, Jeff. This is by far the best afternoon radio show. And I'm definitely voting for Trump, as I've done before. However, I think Trump needs to stop bashing Kamala. We already know he's the better candidate. With a few weeks left, he needs to pound policy, policy, policy. We know she doesn't have any policy. Signed, Tobias J., a black man voting Trump again in Chesterfield. Now, ordinarily, as you know, I don't give a crap what your skin color is, or your faith is, or your height or your weight. But I think that's important, because there's some of us who get lumped into certain categories. It's like, oh, well, they're never going to do that. So Tobias J. finds himself as a black American being told, oh, well, you always vote Democrat, right? I'm a Jewish guy. Well, Jews vote for the Democrats just the way it is. What about John Reed in the morning, right? John's gay. Did you know that? No, seriously. Like, I think he announced it last week, but he is. He's gay. And for the most part, the gay community, we're told, doesn't vote for Trump or for Republicans or for conservatives. And I'm thinking, well, then I don't think you've met John. John's more conservative than I am. He really is. He's a rock solid conservative, which is another reason why I think be great as lieutenant governor. But I'm just saying, what can I say? Carl Carlson's going to be along in a moment. We'll talk about the markets and when it's time to just walk away because you were financially independent. 4:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 436, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. It's nice weather as well. Kevin Sorbo is going to be with us tomorrow. I'm very excited about this. Now, you know, Kevin Sorbo, absolutely world-class Hollywood actor, one of the few conservatives in Hollywood. And he's coming to town, the Virginia Council, which my buddy John Reed started, and founding director, I think is his title. It's a great group, and they are doing such wonderful events, bringing in so many great speakers. So the latest one is Kevin Sorbo. He's going to be here on Wednesday evening. I don't know. As I'm saying this, I'm getting people saying, Jeff, are there tickets left? I don't know. I honestly don't know. But I would urge you to get over to thevirginiacouncil.org, thevirginiacouncil.org, because that's where you would find the tickets. I hope there are some tickets left. I'd imagine the VIP stuff is probably sold out by now, but you never know. You never know. So just go to thevirginiacouncil.org, check it out. Again, Kevin Sorbo will be with us tomorrow, and then he's going to be in town on Wednesday evening. So I am very, very excited about that. I'm taking a look at connectwithcarlson.com, connectwithcarlson.com. Now, that's one of the websites that Carl and the team at Carlson Financial have, and that's the one where you can download this retirement toolkit. Now, I really have gotten into the place where I'm reminding you, we talk about retirement, we think of an age. It's really a financial position, right? It's about financial independence, financial freedom, where you say, well, okay, I'm 50 years old, so I'm far away from, quote, retirement, but I have enough money positioned properly that I can go, sail around the world or whatever it is. And that's what Carlson Financial will help you get to. Now, there are big changes coming because we're just about at the end of the year. Now, all of a sudden, people go, oh, I probably should have planned for this. Carl is joining us, as he does on Monday afternoons. Carl, I appreciate you being here, sir.
Hey, Jeff, great to be here.
End of the year, believe it or not, we're getting into November and December. People will be panicking and going, oh, yeah, didn't you guys say I should see you last year? But people are just figuring out now there are changes. Like Medicare has got big changes coming down the pike.
Medicare has big changes, and that's open right now to December the 7th. So we have a Medicare person on our team. So if anybody's got questions about the changes, and there's quite a few of them, then give us a call and we can help you kind of figure that out and work your way through it.
Remind me, Carl, what Medicare is, because it's different than Medicaid, right? Julia, because she's disabled, has Medicaid, I guess, but or does she? Would that be Medicare?
No, it's not Medicare. It's more through the SSI program.
Okay.
A little different. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So somebody who has Medicare already knows they've got Medicare, but somebody who's hearing this goes, oh, I think I'm eligible. Who is it that actually gets signed up for it, and what are some of the changes you're seeing coming down the pike?
So it's going to be someone that's 65. So when you turn age 65 is when you're eligible for Medicare. So, but then once every year, once you're 65, now let's say maybe you're 72 or 73, well, every year you can relook at it. What supplements did I buy? Did I get the extras, the drug program, vision program? So that's part of what we can help people do is figure out is, and they change every year. Those supplements change, the price of them changes, what they provide changes. So you'll want to really look deep into how it goes from once you start looking at,
right?
Okay, I've got it.
Yep.
Now, how do I make sure I'm being as efficient as possible and covered the way that I need to be covered?
Okay. All right. I want to remind everybody, Carl Carlson is joining us from Carlson Financial. His number, by the way, their number, 844-CARLSON, 844-CARLSON. Carl and the team, by the way, picked up some nice positions in the Richmond Times-Dispatch competition. Tell me a little bit about, is it the 401k catch-up thing, right? Those of us of a certain age are now able to put more in. Again, these are all changes, I guess, coming, what, the first of the year?
So you've got to, if you're going to put the extra in, so once you turn 50, then you can put an additional amount into your 401k. And most people can put $23,000 in up to that age, and then they add another $7,500 once you hit that age 50, and then you're at that amount, a little over $30,000 that you can put in there, but it has to go in there before the end of the year. So you have to do that planning, and you got to really start early on that one now. If you want to get more in there, you got to do it right away because they're withholding that on your paycheck.
Right.
And if you don't have really big paychecks, you might only have enough. Some people will withhold everything maybe the last couple months of the year and then live on the spouse's income or money out of savings or things like that. So there's strategies to be as efficient as possible there, too.
All right. And folks that turn 60, they've changed that catch-up provision, right? That's bigger now.
So you've got a... There's actually a larger amount that you can go to, even under 60, if you put it in after tax.
Oh.
So you can put so much in pre-tax or after-tax into a Roth.
Right.
But there's actually kind of a third option, which is after-tax, but not in a Roth. So it goes in after tax, but it grows tax deferred. But then when you roll money out and you change jobs or you turn 59 and a half, it depends on your company's plan. Mm-hmm. When you roll money out, then you can roll that after tax money into a Roth.
Okay.
So that's where you're picking up some additional strategies there.
Yeah.
Depends on different plans. So that means your 401k plan of the company you work for can set a lot of those criteria, so it can be different from one 401k to another. Your neighbor works for a different company. They may have different things going on in their 401k than yours.
Oh, I didn't realize. I thought that, you know, it was all the Section 401k, the tax code or whatever, so everything had to be the same. I didn't realize it was different company to company.
Yeah, it's substantially different company to company. There's certain criteria that have to be, so like in order to roll money out, you have to be 59 and a half if you're still working.
Okay.
So no company can make it younger than 59 and a half in their plan, but some companies can say, no, you know, if you're working for us, you can't roll any money out until you're 62 or 65 or until you retire with us. So it's very company specific. And, you know, we'll sit down with you and help you figure out how does it work with your company, with your 401k.
Well, and
it's just different for everyone.
Well, and that's the important thing. And I want to remind everybody, Carl joins us, and I always appreciate chatting with him. But I do want everybody to know, Carl is my financial advisor, my financial planner. Heidi and I went to him with what I consider to be a very heavy lift that I don't want to work until, you know, the day I drop. Somebody said that. I heard that, Carl. Said, well, they're going to have to carry me out of this office. Like, hey, it's a nice office. I don't like it that much. I'm going to be long gone. You're going to be in the rearview mirror on that one. But you know, I also said, and you'll back me up on this, we said to you, we've got Julia. We've got to take care of Julia, not just the rest of our life, the rest of her life. And I don't know that everybody in your space would have said yes. I think a lot of people would have said, well, that's too much for us. And you and the team, man, it was like a big giant hug. You said, yeah, we're on your team.
Yeah. Yep. Because specific things you need to do there as well to make sure that she's taken care of. And some of the things that you do to make sure she's taken care of also help take care of you and Heidi. So you can do one thing that helps multiple other things, and it really helps make your entire financial plan stronger.
It absolutely does. Well, Carl, I always send people to connectwithcarlson.com first because of that that great toolkit over there. But after they've done that, I just want to remind everybody about the general website and the phone number, because I can almost guarantee people do that, connectwithcarlson.com, and they learn a lot, but, man, they got a lot of questions.
Yep. So call us at 844-CARLSON or reach out to us at our website, carlsonfinancial.com.
You paused there. You had a look at that. All right, I'm not going to hold you to that. It's all right. It's good. It's good. We love you. That is my friend and my financial advisor, Carl Carlson. He's a good dude, and carlsonfinancial.com is a great website. 445, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 452, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. All right, text here from our friend John Reed. You should be listening to John each and every morning, starting at 6. But John said there are tickets left for the Kevin Sorbo event. Kevin's going to be with us tomorrow. Kevin Sorbo played Hercules, had a really great career in Hollywood, but the guy is a legit conservative and a man of faith. Oh! People in Hollywood could turn into pillars of salt if they realize that, right? Somehow Kevin Sorbo has been able to navigate that through the years and build a pretty good career. Well, Kevin Sorbo was coming to town Wednesday evening. Our friends over there at the Virginia Council have set it up. It's part of their speaker series. And Kevin's going to be with us tomorrow afternoon. Looking forward to that. And then Wednesday evening, I think it's 5:30 is when the VIP stuff starts. Again, don't quote me on this. Just go to thevirginiacouncil.org, thevirginiacouncil.org. And yes, you still have tickets left. That'll be great. 804 sends a text on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, did you meet Snooki and DJ Paul?
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At the Jersey Shore. No, Wildwood is further south. They were further north. And no, I didn't meet them, but make no mistake, I met them, if you know what I mean. They're characters. They really are, just sort of characters. Another 804 says, Jeff, that hack Savannah Guthrie fake choked up when a pretend guy asked if Trump would see the pretend guy as a person. I guess we're talking about the drag queen stuff again, right? That, I don't know, some drag queen was on ABC saying, oh, my God, well, I don't know if Donald Trump would acknowledge me. Well, acknowledge you as what? As a human being? Guarantee he's going to acknowledge you as a human being. As a woman? No. You know why? Because you're not a woman.
Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina.
It is really straightforward and easy. And if you're having any trouble figuring out who is a boy and who is a girl, most 14-year-old boys can really steer you in the right direction. Not all of them, but most of them can tell you, oh, I can tell you. Right? And don't give the, oh, you hate people line. I hate that. Well, actually, I do. I hate that line because it's garbage. You believe me when I tell you, you are not that important that I'm going to devote energy to hating you. I want you to live a long, happy, healthy life. I really do. I want you to enjoy every blessing that you get. But there's something you learn in psychology and counseling and the rest of that, if you've ever studied any of that. You can confirm concerns. I was sharing this with Heidi last night. Heidi's got a friend who, I guess, is going through, I don't know, not a breakup, but she doesn't like the boyfriend, and she doesn't know that, blah, 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 blah. So I said to Heidi, I said, well, you know, remember this little maxim, one of the first things that you learn, you're learning how to be a counselor of some sort, confirm the concern, right? You're concerned about that. I absolutely will confirm that. Confirm the concern, but do not validate the delusion. So I will confirm your concern, sir, that you are wondering if Donald Trump will see you as a person. I'll confirm that concern. I don't think it's valid, but I'll confirm it. But what I will not do is engage in your delusion. I will not validate your delusion that somehow, some way, you are a girl. You're not. Now, you're still a person. Of course, we're all going to see you as a person, but you're not a lady. That's all. Doesn't mean that you need to go and hang your head and weep for hours. but it does mean that I'm not going to play your little reindeer games and pretend that you're a girl when you're a guy. Just not going to do it. I wanted to take a moment here. You know, I wasn't here on Friday, not through any fault of my own, I should point out for the record. But my dear friend Jeremy, the producer of this here little program, celebrated his birthday. I have no idea what the number is, but he celebrated his birthday, and we wanted to salute him and wish him a happy birthday because he's an absolutely great dude and a great part of the team. It is 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.